I want you to know that our God is a faithful Father. And we don't always understand what he's up to. And even if we don't, that doesn't mean that he's not on the job doing what he needs to do in us. Yesterday, let's just bow our heads. Father, without you, I know that I only can make a mess. So, obviously, I need your help right now because this message has to go out so that your children can grow and mature. In Jesus' name. I was in a space where things were not exactly comfortable. How many have ever visited that space? Thank you. And I kept hearing Isaiah 54:17, so you can go there, because I want you to know that I know that scripture by heart. It's no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Okay? Well, how many know that you can have war games in the brain afterwards? Yeah? Okay. Well, the war games were ongoing. It was one accusation after another, after another, after another. And I got a little weary and I said, God, I don't like what's happening. I'm not happy right now. And he said, well, look at the other part of the scripture. Huh? You like that?
I said there's a part B to that.
Yes, there is a part B. So this morning, I read it in the NIV first when I got home. But this morning he said, go to the Amplified so that it'll kind of push a little harder. Because verse 17 is pretty long in the Amplified. Because he wants you to and me to grow up a little bit. Okay? And I say you and me because I don't have it all put together. I fail. I fall on my face. I got upset this morning at a person that was unable to turn a corner because it was a red light and there was no traffic for long distances. And the Lord finally said, will you pray for this person? And I didn't want to pray for that person. I thought they were a little dumb. Just sitting there wasting gas when we had, you know, a perfectly right to turn and there was nothing in any direction. And they were parked in front of that red light. And we were all there sitting and there was one praying. Kim. And he didn't feel like praying. He wanted to just toot the horn. And I said, no, I'm not going to toot the horn. I wanted to. Anybody? Did anybody drive to church this morning?
Yeah.
Thank you. Boy, I thought I was all alone. Anyway, I didn't toot the horn and I did pray for the person. I really wanted to kick their butt, but I didn't do that. I did pray and I asked God for grace and survived the test. Now, it's better than what I used to do because at one time I would have probably tooted the horn. Anyway, verse 17, Isaiah 54. Mind you, the whole chapter is prophetic. In case you forgot, this is a prophetic word coming hundreds of years before our Savior, and it talks about the church. So this is how the church is supposed to act and react. Verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. You are accountable to respond. I didn't feel like responding. I was trusting my emotions, as all good Christians should not do. I was doing the very thing I tell you not to do. Guilty as charged for a while. For a while. Until the Holy Ghost said, okay, are you going to activate your will? Yep, I will. I said, Lord, I will not accept these lies that are coming into my head. And I said it out loud. And of course it kind of pushed. And guess what? I had got another scripture that came. 2 Corinthians 10:5. I know it by heart. And I pull down those thought patterns and those strongholds of thinking that I've thought in a certain way for years. And how many know it's easy to go back into an old comfortable slump? Yeah. So the bottom line, I said, okay, I'm going to bind up all these ways of thinking. And I spoke that out loud. That began to change. And a chain reaction began. And then the Holy Spirit was giving me more insight. He said, if you don't speak to all those thoughts, what's going to happen? They're going to rule your brain. And then you're going to activate according to your emotions. Now, none of you have ever done that. I know that. I am absolutely convinced you're all above me. But in case you fail, like I did, I pray you use some of the words that God gives you by His Spirit to stand your ground against those thoughts. Those strongholds are ways of responding that you are unfamiliar with, and you might find comfortable feeling sorry for yourself, being afraid, etc., etc., and I've never done that. Yeah, right. Again, you shall show to be in the wrong, not somebody else. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over the opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. That's my inheritance. That's good stuff. Amen? Those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. That's us. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me. This is that which I impart to them as their justification. You say, well, now bring it down to brass tacks. I shared with you years ago that the enemy had so convinced me that if I sneezed 3 times that I had a full-fledged cold and I would be sick for at least 2 weeks. So guess what I did to try to stop it? I stifled my sneezing so that I could not possibly sneeze a 3rd time. Did you ever try to hold back a sneeze? And so what happens to your body? Your whole head wants to explode. But I did it. I was in control. I should have heard a few amens there. But the bottom line is, God was trying to teach me yesterday and today, over and over, I can speak to this garbage that comes in my brain and put it out of business if I choose to use my free will. If I want to pull down the strongholds, I can do it if I want to. If I, however, decide to lay there and let everything happen to me, then guess what? God may have an in, but the darkness may have an in. Or your old patterns may have an in. And if they do, you're going right back to where you used to live. I've done it. My suggestion is you don't live there anymore. My suggestion is that you use your mouth to cancel the darkness. And then I went to Pastor Prince this morning, and he had a nice scripture, which I want to go to, Romans 5:17. Because it connected. Amplified, Romans 5:17. If because of one man's trespass, or offense, or lapse, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, not working for it, the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life. Reign? Really? How many are ready to really reign over their thoughts? Thank you. Reign as kings in life through the one, Jesus Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One. You know, the next verse is also very important because it connects. As one man's trespass, one man's false steps and falling away led to the condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and right standing with God and life for all men in full. You say, well, you know, that may be for them and it's not that important to me. I'm doing pretty good on my own. My suggestion, you break your Bible open and get a clue. Because I can't do the homework for you. I had to speak up yesterday. I had to open my mouth. I had to direct my own energies to stand against the darkness. Or I could continue in the war. You say, well, my brother can do the intercession for me. I'm not feeling good today. Good. Enjoy the day in the slump because you're going to be there for a while. Your brother's job is not to open your mouth. Your sister's job is not to open your mouth. It's your job. Did you ever see yourself get angry because something went wrong? Did you hesitate to open your mouth? No, it just opens automatically. How many have ever retaliated against somebody who abused you or said something ugly? Do you have to wait for a while for your mouth to open? It just, how many know you have an automatic transmission in that one? It just zips right into gear. Well, why can't you let the Holy Spirit do something special? And really put down all that old pattern. Go to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1 tells you that Jesus Christ is revealed. Verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, that is, first to be brought back to life, and prince, ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who ever loves us and has once and for all loosed and freed us from our sins by his own blood. Wow. If you're a king, act like a king. You say, well, I'm a queen. Welcome to the club. If you're a queen, act like a queen. In the heavens, you are standing before Father. And he looks at you and he says, when are you going to act your role? Rule and reign over the thoughts and patterns in your brain. Rule and reign over the fear tactics that want to overrule you. Rule and reign over that which would try to destroy you and make you guilty and sick. And tell you you're not right. If Jesus has already made you righteous by your lack of response, you sit in the grave clothes. And you know what? You're going to be dead a long time. Because I've seen people that are walking dead for years. And you know what? If you try to tell them come out of the grave, they don't want to. They're comfortable. They want company. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they want company. They want you to agree with them. We had a little test this week, and happened on Friday. And Friday night, I said to the Lord, "You've got a problem. You got to do a work here. And I can't. It's too big for me." And I rolled over and went to sleep. My wife, however, decided to keep the problem. She didn't put the bags down. She tried to open the door to sleep and it wouldn't work. She couldn't sleep. Up, down, up, down, whatever. I don't know how many times, but I know last night I said to her, "It's time to give this up to the Lord." Uh-huh. And we prayed. She woke up this morning at 7:30, which is a kind of a gift. And we had breakfast, and she says, "You know, I slept good." I said, "Good. You put the bags down." I didn't know it was Mary's fault. But you got it. You're going to grow and mature if you want to. And if you activate your faith and believe the size of a mustard seed, you can be a king and a queen in the realm of the spirit and affect all those around you, those on the job, those that are your neighbors. You will be an irritation. I got news for you. Light does irritate the bugs. Amen? Okay. What am I trying to tell you? Activate your faith. Speak to the darkness that tries to pull you down. Speak to the thought patterns that try to discourage you and tell you you're going to be sick for the rest of your life. I don't agree with that. Oh, well, because Grandpa had it, now Dad had it, and now guess who? Well, do you want to be next? It's up to you. Would you put your Bibles down, please? Would you stand up, please? Would you lift your hands to the Lord, please? Say, "Father, I'm going to activate my mouth." Just like it says in James chapter 3. The power of life is in my tongue. The power of death is still in my tongue. And I don't want life to pass me by. And I don't want death to take over. Because God has already provided. In Revelations 1:5. The one who rose out of the grave. He's alive in my heart. He's got a plan for my life. And it's not death. It's for me to activate my mouth. And to cancel the darkness. And to pull down the ugly thoughts. And the accusing thoughts. And all the thoughts that would make me unhappy. I bind them up now. I've been left in charge. It's my ability. I am in the kingdom. And I'm a king. Yes, I'm under construction. But this stuff has got to come down. It's got to come out of my mind. I am holy because the blood has washed me clean. I am righteous because the blood has made me clean. My sins are washed away. I'm not going to condemn myself anymore. All done today. The final notice is in. I am holy. Jesus Christ. Look at your neighbor. Say, "You're holy too." Get a clue. You're full of life. And you're getting better every day. And I'm going to keep loving you. Whether you love yourself or not. I'm going to love you. Get a clue. You're a king.
You're a queen.
Under construction. Get a clue.
Get happy.
And I'll keep loving you.
Hallelujah.
Give him a praise offering. The victory is ours in Christ Jesus, and we better pray, God, protect and do what needs to be done for those who have been obedient to you. Bless the offerings in Jesus' name. And
amen.
Amen. Amen. Share some hugs. Are there any?